Hi, Marty Lurie here at KNBR 680 with one of our guys, and that is Andrew Susak, now of the Milwaukee Brewers. And Andrew, nice to see you always.
Great to see you. It's been a long time.
Yeah, I was thinking about it as I was watching you sign autographs here for the fans. You know, you're still a favorite here. It's over a year, but not that much over a year. It seems like it's 5 years ago. You know, time just, when you're in baseball, man, you get traded, and where'd he go?
It's different, man, for sure. I was telling Amy the other day, we was walking by the tunnel, and I almost hung a quick right there and into the clubhouse I'm used to going into, but very grateful for everything that the Giants had done for me. It was an unbelievable experience, made great relationships, and I miss it. I miss it definitely. Milwaukee's been great to me as well, and really enjoying the transition. The guys are really cool here, and they got a lot of the same chemistry that the Giants have developed here.
You've got a teammate, Eric Thames, from the Bay Area. Very exciting player to watch him play. Give me your thoughts about him. You're a catcher. Catchers usually see everything.
I'm a sucker for routines, man. This guy's pretty dialed in with his routine. You know, watching Buster and Craw and Belt and some of these elite hitters go about their business, Thames got the same mental ability and physical ability as anyone I've seen. He really takes it serious and very consistent with his routine, which is really impressive to me.
This week, he hit a ball that was as hard as any ball I swear I've seen in this ballpark, and it didn't go out. It hit the bricks and then went along the wall, and he ended up with a triple. But, you know, you've seen some hard-hit balls. What about that one?
He's, like I said, he's impressive. The ball just seems to just jump off his bat, and it's a different sound. Kind of like when you face Stanton or one of the, you know, Aaron Judge and some of these guys, you just hear the ball come off their bat and it just sounds different. He's the same type of way. Really impressive.
Well, it's almost a year now that you and Bickford went to Milwaukee for Will Smith. Everybody's hurt. Nobody's playing. So, but the trade, we haven't really talked about the trade. How did it go down for you? How did you find out about it? And what did you think when it happened?
I had a little, Bobby called me about an hour before and said they had a couple deals in place with the Rays or the Brewers, and obviously Duff went to the Rays. I don't know if I was supposed to be in that package deal, but he called me about 30 minutes before the deadline and said, hey, we trade you to the Brewers. As far as we've heard, Lucroy will be getting traded or something like that, and I was like, sweet, right on. It's going to be a great shot for me, and great opportunity. Obviously, with Buster, I learned so much from him. But he's kind of pretty good, if you haven't heard. But it was definitely different. It was kind of an ambush, but you just kind of, it's just weird. You're going about your business for one day, and then all of a sudden everything just shifts, and you're searching for flights and packing your bags and telling the whole family, and all of a sudden it's over. But you got to start, like I said, start new relationships and meet new people. And, you know, if you aren't the Buster Posey type caliber catcher, you tend to move around a lot. So I got to get used to it.
No, good point. Great answer from Andrew Susak, of course, from Jesuit High School. And we saw another one of the Jesuit High School guys here last weekend, and that was Reese Hoskins. And I want to tell you, it's another guy who can hit. I mean, you, I guess up there, you guys hit?
You know what, man? I was not a polished hitter out of high school. I'm not even going to take credit for that. I learned a lot in college, but Reese has always been a great athlete. He played basketball, football, and baseball, I believe. One of those guys who's really gifted at everything, and he's a very hard worker from what I hear. You know, I've just spent a little bit of time with him, but it's been really fun to watch. Like I said, I root for all the Jesuit guys up here, and J.P. Howell, Reese Hoskins, and it's been fun to watch, and I got some buddies in the minor leagues working their way up as well. But really impressed with him. My dad called me the other day and said, Reese is looking really good, and just fun to watch. I wish him the best, and I know he'll have a successful career.
Yeah, no, it was fun. I had him on the show. Nice kid, too. It was fun to have him on there. All right, so what's up with you? You know, and look, you and I have known each other since you got up to the big leagues, and it's been one thing after another. Once you get, I always said about you, once you got on the field, when you played, something happened that day offensively. I really mean it. Something always happened, but you haven't been on the field lately, and for a while now. What's up?
That's just injury plague, man. When I broke my wrist, it just seemed like they kept coming. I think I jinxed myself after we won the World Series in 14. I went to my wife that night. We got married as well. I said, I don't think any year is going to be better than this one, and sure as heck has it. So looking forward to getting back on track and getting back to playing the way I can and being healthy. It's just hard to be consistent when you aren't on the field. You know, it's hard enough to play when you're playing every day. So
what's up?
It's just, I can't explain it. You just nicks here and there, and injuries here and there, and it's been frustrating mentally and physically. But like I said, this is my first real horrible season as far as just. So I'm just gonna let this one. You know, it's not over yet, but you just gotta kind of put it in the back of your pocket and take it for what it is, and look forward to the off season and the rest of the season and getting ready, prepping for next year.
Yeah, no, I understand the problem. You know, you want to be out on the field and you can hit. We know you can play. You just have to get out there. So what do you do? And now you're a little older now, almost 27, I think. 27 now. Could you play winter ball? Because you lost a season of at-bats. Could you do something like that?
I could, but I think it's more important for me to go back to the drawing board and work on my swing and stay healthy and get a consistent off season of just really grinding in the weight room and getting after it and really taking a step back mentally and refocusing everything on getting better. And I don't see the benefit of going to winter ball on a year like this. I think that it's more important to, like I said, go back to the drawing boards and get back to where I was when I was playing right.
All right, Andrew Susak with us. So for the fans who, of course, remember you here, take us through maybe a great moment for you as a Giant. And, you know, we talk about winning a World Series and everything else, but, you know, you've had some moments, big home runs. When you think back on the Giant career, for folks who don't remember you, it's a few years already, give them a little bit of remembrance.
The support here was just so unbelievable. It's unmatched, in my opinion. Like I said, a lot of my memories come from the World Series. It's just hard not to, you just can't forget stuff like that. My pinch hit in St. Louis off Rosenthal was probably the coolest moment of my life. Just hadn't hit in a while, and I came in, wasn't expecting much, and that's when Duffy pinch ran for me and ended up scoring, tying us and sending us. And she's been a ton of support. I'm Croatian, too, and I remember when we went to Kansas City, a lot of people with Croatian flags and stuff like that. It's just really cool to see the support from people all around the world. And I just can't thank this city enough, at least. You know, growing up a Giants fan my whole life, going to the Candlestick, and it's really a storybook ending, and you can't write it up any better.
Oh, very good. Great answer. All right. So the Brewers are obviously in contention, and you've been through a pennant race before, even though you're not playing. I imagine, you know, it's nice to support a catcher or the team. What do you see with this Brewer team heading into the last month? What do they have to do to get, you know, they may catch Arizona and Colorado. Who knows? Or maybe even the Cubs. That's what a pennant race is all about. What does this team have to do?
I really like the way we go about our business. Like I said, it reminded me a lot of that 2014 team, a lot of fight in this team, and everyone seems to be really in. The Neil Walker pickup was a huge one, in my opinion. I think, you know, what a great teammate he is and a true ball player, another professional that goes about his business. Really impressed to watch him play. And I played against him, obviously, but being a teammate now with him, he's a really good dude. And I just think that we just got to keep grinding it out. You know, the Cubs are battling some injuries, and, you know, we're close in the wild card, too. And I think if we just take care of business, and because we got some tough games ahead of us, I think we just got to go one game at a time and take that method and let the cards lay where they are. But I think if we look beyond the next game, I think that's where you get into trouble. I think that's one thing we did really well in 14 was we played our hearts out every single night, and took it one day at a time and really sold out on that end all of being in the World Series. And I think everyone really did believe in it. And I think Pence, that's another thing that really stuck out, was his eagerness and his drive to get the whole team to buy in. And he really did a good job. And I think that's what carried us that year.
Who's the guy in the Brewers that maybe you could compare to Pence, the guy who sort of molds everyone together and gives them that togetherness?
It's a very young team, so everyone is obviously just playing their heart out, playing for a job next year. There's a lot of competition on the field, and you know, Matt Garza and Bronner are two veterans. They do a great job of evening it out. I know we had a team meeting the other day about just having more fun. It seemed like everyone was putting a little pressure on themselves to do more than what people are expecting out of them. And I think it was a great meeting that was called. And ever since then, we've been playing great ball. You know, we started off slow the other day here, but that's kind of the way it's been going. And then we come out and we play that, you know, that fiery baseball that everyone looks for. And it's a really exciting team. There's you got Arcia up at shortstop. He's a really exciting player to watch, really fun to watch. And like you said, Thames, Travis Shaw's having an unbelievable year. And our outfield's been solid. Keon Broxton will flash some leather, and Domingo's hitting for power, and obviously Braun. He's hitting a lot of line drives. That's like his going thing. I line out every day, but it's been really, really fun. It's a great combination of guys over here of youth and experience, and I think that's one thing that plays really well here.
Yeah, no, great. Andrew, nice to have you with us. Great to catch up with Andrew Susak. I'll let you go with this. The bullpen, this hater. Come on, this guy comes in, it's over. And then Knebel, I mean, you know what baseball's all about. You know, get it to the eighth inning and I'll see you later. And it looks like you got something like that.
Yeah, I mean, you got Barnes, who's throwing 100 as well. Knebel, Swarzak, who was another pickup, has just been tremendous. And Hader, I mean, I play with Hader in the minor leagues. He's really impressive. He's so funny. You just got to meet him, and he's a character, man. But when he's on the mound, he's a bulldog, and that's something you'll see out of him. And really impressed with what he's done in his rookie year and how composed he is. It's really fun to watch.
He can't be goofier than Biagini, can he?
Biagini's one of my favorites, too. He's different for sure, but both of them compete at the same level. They both really want to win, and both really good stuff.
Well, I'm going to have to talk to him if you can put him in Biagini's class. The goofiest interview I've ever done. But, hey, great to have you with us. I know everyone in the Bay Area is rooting for you and love to get you on the field. And, look, who knows, maybe the Brewers will get in and, you know, something good can happen. Can you be activated soon? Or is anything in the near future for you? What do you think?
I would say September 1st. Just there's no reason to push it with Vogt and Pena playing really well. And I mean, Manny Pena's another guy who's really impressed me. Been really fun to watch for an older guy. You know, really, this is his first full year behind the plate, and he's been tremendous for this team. And also, Jeb Bandy's one of my good buddies as well, just playing with him through the minors. But it's been, like I said, it's a great camaraderie here with all of us, and I think competition is a great thing. And unluckily, I've been on the short end of the stick with injuries, and haven't performed up to my ability. But at the same time, these guys are great guys, and if you don't like competition, you're in the wrong sport. So,
right.
Yeah.
No, that's all right. I'm glad to have you on, and I hope we see you in September. We'll check the box scores, and I appreciate Andrew. Always one of our favorites out here. I appreciate you being on, and the best of the family and everybody else.
Thanks, Marty. Pleasure to be here.
All right, more coming up. KNBR 680, the sports leader.